This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. A data point with which to start things off, all right? 415. That was the point swing on the Dow Jones Industrial Average today from the low of the session to the high. Almost the very definition of the volatility we've been having since the beginning of the year. We've gone over the various explanations for it, right? Maybe China, maybe oil, maybe central banks, maybe a lot of things, who knows? But we forget sometimes, though, that what volatility actually is millions of little choices made by a giant community of investors out there, all placing different bets on where they think the market is going to go. So Marketplace's Mark Garrison pulls back the curtain on volatility from New York.
If you look at market volatility like a physicist, the atoms are single moments when an investor gets a piece of news. Imagine you're that investor and the news is about company stock you own. Should you sell, hold, or buy more? It's not an easy call, even if you're a Nobel laureate economist like NYU professor Rob Engel, who studies this stuff.
Every piece of information is ambiguous. There's rarely a piece of information that says the stock is going to be worth 2% more tomorrow or 2% less.
Let's say you think the news is bad enough to sell. Who's going to buy your shares? The market's collectively seeing the same news as you, so you're going to have to settle for a lower price. And maybe others get the same idea, explains trading floor veteran Ted Weisberg, founder of Seaport Securities.
When you get downdrafts in the market, selling begets selling.
The price drops and voila, volatility. It also happens on the upside. You just don't hear many complaints when stocks are climbing. When the market's nuts, some people like to point fingers at mom and pop investors, but they're a small fraction of the U.S. stock market. And even though the pros have more training and experience, there's plenty of research to show they can fall victim to bias, panicking and following the herd regardless of what the data show. Jim Angel is a professor at Georgetown's Business School.
Even though professional money managers should be more rational than regular people, the reality is they're human.
And those humans are all over the map as to where they think the market is going, which is why it's volatile now and probably will be for a while. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.